2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hey, here we are, the day after the election, but it's still going on. There's still an election going on.
Yep.
And anyone stressed? I'm not stressed.
I am very stressed.
Are you really?
Yeah, I really am. And I know that it's out of my hands and I did everything that I'm supposed to do, but it is like exactly the meme says. It's like doing a group project with 300 million people and hoping that everyone did what they were supposed to do. But you don't know.
Well, we'll get answers soon.
Yeah.
What is this you just sent me? Dear men. These 8 statements are offensive, whether you mean it or not. Ah, here we go.
I just have a feeling we have guys on this show who have done some of these things.
We're going to light it up. Well, hello, Froggy.
Hello.
There's Gandhi.
Hello.
There's Danielle. There's Scotty
Morning.
B. There's producer Sam. Blum. There's Straight Nate. There's Scary.
What's
up? The one and only Garrett. And yes. Where's Brody? There's Brody. Hi, Brody.
Hi.
I had to go to another page to see you. All right. Go ahead, Gandhi. You're in charge.
Oh, okay. All right, fellas, do any of you look at a woman who is kind of scowling and say, hey, you should smile?
No.
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 Never.
No.
Danger.
Never.
No.
Danger.
No.
Yes, I don't know why I thought Scary would have definitely done it. I know.
You said danger because you've done it before and you know what happens if you
No, I haven't done it. I know people that have, and I know, you know, we probably talked about this at some point in the past. You can't do that, you know, mistake someone with their resting bee face or whatever. And that's just bad.
You know, you look a lot prettier when you smile, little lady.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly the tone that I hear it whenever I hear people say something like that. I'm like, oh, really? Can I do anything else to entertain you?
And okay. Right.
But on the other hand, we always give Brody crap for not smiling enough.
Yes, you do.
But that's okay because he's
a guy.
Brody's
a man.
Say whatever you want to a guy.
Well, that's a double standard.
Wow.
Not really. But us asking Brody to smile is still for our pleasure. You know, and that's not right, I guess. So maybe we shouldn't be asking him to smile ever.
A common question I get a lot. A common question I get a lot is, why are you mad and are you high? I mean, the high one, that's another topic. But people look at me and go, why are you mad?
No, you do seem high all the time.
Right. A little high.
Well, I can now legally in Jersey.
Yeah, legally in Jersey. Right. You're set. All right.
Okay, fellas, have any of you ever gone on a date, spent a lot of money, and then it came time to saying goodbye, she didn't give you what you wanted, and you either told her or you told friends, she is a prude, she is a lame, she's just not cool because she doesn't want to sleep with me.
Scary.
Scary did that.
Scary did that. Scary. Yeah.
This used to be the quintessential Scary Jones dating, right? I would go spend exorbitant amounts of money on dinners and good times, and I'd walk away with blue balls. Hold on. The second part.
That's disgusting.
The second part, though.
Scary had a name for them. Hold on, Scary. What was your name for them? You called them dinner horse.
No.
Yes,
no.
You did.
No. But I would never tell my friend, go back to my friends and say, I would just be like, they're like, how did they go? Did you get any? And I'm like, nah. But it wouldn't be a complaint. I wouldn't complain about it because it's a woman's prerogative to do what she wants.
No, you complained. You complained.
You complained on the show.
I complained on the show.
Remember the 3-date
after
rule?
After 5 dates.
Oh, no. Said, it was 3 for a while.
Wait,
and then
it was Scary. It turned into 5.
It was a 5
2 dates at a concert.
No. I said, my suspicion was that if I am going out and we're going on 5 quality dinner, drinks, dates, 5 in a row, over the course of however long, and there's no progress there, that we're not becoming more intimate, then that to me means I think you're using me for free dinners, and it was time to cut bait. That is how that was characterized. Don't mischaracterize that, okay? Because there's nothing expected, but it's just like it would be nice if things were starting to move in the right direction after 5.
You've made
I'm putting
your
a
point.
Lot of time,
Got
energy,
it, okay.
and money into
okay.
it.
You made your point.
Okay, thank
I
you.
Get it. I say to all my guy friends all the time, and Sam and Danielle can maybe back me up on this, as women, we know whether we want to sleep with you pretty soon into
right.
a date.
So
right?
Why?
However much money you're spending isn't going to make a difference.
So then
because
why don't
if I
don't
want to,
cut us off after the first or second date. Like, all right, done.
Because she's getting free shit from you.
Get her
why would she take her to concerts, Jamaica, wherever the fuck you're
going. Danielle, you would never be okay if a guy said, yeah, I'm not really into this girl, but I'm getting free stuff out of her. You would be upset, but you would say that he's using her.
Of course
her.
I would. I didn't say it was the right thing to do. I just said that's what she's doing.
But what's wrong for one is going to be wrong for the other.
The key is not to admit it. Don't admit that you're using them for their free stuff.
I never had this problem, so I really
yes,
don't
we know.
Know.
We're not
shut up, Nate. You're perfect.
Close the show off before they even got finished with the first date, Nate. We know.
You strangle their breath out of them.
Well, in Elvis's defense, he's never wasted his time taking a girl out five times either. So
never.
Good for you. All right, guys. Have any of you ever said to a woman, you're just too much? Too much of you. I can't take this.
No, I just never talk to them after that.
Or he kills them.
No, wait, hold on, hold on. Define too much. What does that
mean? Exactly. So that's what this is saying, is that the term too much usually is a reflection of the man who is typically taking up all of the space. So now when there's a woman who has a personality or has some thoughts and has some space that she's going to take up, it threatens the guy who says that she's too much. When in reality, maybe you're just not enough.
Ooh, okay, ooh, I can see that happening.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, not you, Nate. I see your face. I'm not talking about you in particular. Don't kill me.
Well, what would other be? What would other terms be? Like she's too
extra.
Extra.
She's in my face too much. I think a lot of times with women, they say like, "Oh, she just tries so hard. She tries too hard." And I always wonder what that means. What do you mean she's trying too hard? Like she's giving something too much effort or energy? She's being too loud for you? What is it? I think that all of that kind of goes together. How about to the man who comments on clothing about how much skin you can see? Oh, I like that shirt. I can see a little bit of cleavage. Or, those pants make your butt look great.
That's awkward.
Who says that?
No.
That's kind of creepy.
That's kind of an antiquated.
No, wait, Froggy has said that to Lisa before. But
she's my wife. That's different.
And it's funny. And the way he says it is funny. Like, that sure makes your boobs look great.
Yeah, Froggy. She's no woman. She's my wife.
Right. No, she is. But I mean, I can say that to her and not have a lawsuit filed against me.
Exactly.
She doesn't count.
She doesn't count.
You need to see, Froggy and Lisa need their own HR department in their house. Like, like someone out in the garage with their own desk.
I would have gotten fired.
All right, guys, do you guys ever do anything that is nice and you think that you're being a nice guy and then you get upset that you haven't been commended on being a nice guy? Like I did that. I opened the door. You didn't say anything.
Oh, so you do the right thing and then you expected to be congratulated on doing the right thing.
Yeah. I used to work with somebody like that. They would wait for a girl to walk in the room. And they would go, oh, is nobody going to get up and offer you a seat? And then he would give his seat. It was like a planned thing he would do every single time. He was such a piece of shit. I hated him.
How do you really feel?
Wow. Sorry.
I love that.
Wow. Okay, cool. You guys are doing well so far.
Holy
cow. How about the guy who justifies himself as being a good guy just because he has a wife or daughter so he can't be sexist? We all know
this. Oh, please.
Forget it. I hate that one.
You can't hide behind that.
No.
That might be my dad. I don't know. Yeah.
I have a daughter. I've never used that, and I never plan on using that.
Please don't.
I'm not sexist. I have a daughter. I'm not racist. I have a brown friend.
Yeah. Exactly. I once held the door for a black guy. I'm not racist.
Exactly.
All right. Are any of you guys guilty of saying something that you absolutely meant, and it was hurtful, so you said, aha, just kidding? You
Danielle, try to pass
Danielle does that all the time.
Absolutely. That's true. Hey, but we're not talking about the girls. We're talking about the guys.
Danielle is an offensive man. Who knew?
Nate, you know I love you, Nate.
See?
Come on, Nate.
See, that's what she does.
Well, I do half of it. I'll say something really offensive to you, but I won't say just kidding. I'll let it lie there.
And Nate just will do offensive. It in a shit sandwich. Nate will give you a positive, then a negative, then a positive.
Yeah.
So
that's how you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Danielle hits you.
That's right.
All right. And finally, they say that the worst thing that men do when it comes to women is defend other men when they know that they have done something wrong, but you're in the boys' club and you're saying, oh, it was just a joke. He didn't mean it like that. He doesn't think about these things. He doesn't have a period, so he doesn't know that you have cramps, that kind of stuff. I feel like everyone has done that at some point.
I think women do that, too. That's called guy code, bro code, and women, you know.
Yeah.
You know, girls do that same thing, right?
Girl code.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Stop it. No, this one actually really pisses me off. So I'm like sitting here as I stew. Because you can't tell someone, and yes, that also goes for dudes, but you can't tell someone who's really not ever been in that position that they're perceiving something wrong. Like I did a summer where I worked for the NFL, and at the very end, I was shaking one of the athlete's hands that I was working closely with, and he took his finger in the handshake, and he rubbed the inside of my palm up and down while saying it was a great week. And I told that to a couple guy friends, how creepy, and three guy friends said I was just over-exaggerating on what a handshake is. As if I don't know what a handshake feels like.
He was definitely hitting on you, but he was shooting his shot for sure.
I know that, and for the record, married with children, so he can go shoot off somewhere else. But
probably does.
But still, I hate that all of my girlfriends told me how creepy that was, and the three guys I told all told me I was misunderstanding a handshake.
The reason why
he probably did
it is because he's probably had success with other women.
Oh, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about my friends who answered me. I don't care what he thought. I'm talking about my friends I told to Scary Jones.
Oh, yeah. Sam, more about him, though. Come on.
Of course he's had success before Scary, because behavior that goes unrewarded ceases to exist. So that has been rewarded at times, and that's why he keeps doing it.
Sicko.
I used to have a boss that did that to me.
What?
Who? Yeah.
Elvis.
No. I just woke up. What? Before I worked here.
Really?
What happened?
What'd they do?
I used to shake his hand, and he would do one of these things.
Doesn't that mean I want to fuck you?
Yes,
I think
it
that's
does.
What that means,
yes, it
right?
does.
Yeah.
It does?
Yes.
Yeah, when you put your middle finger... Let me take you inside the handshake. This is going on.
Yeah.
That means I want
to... Uh-huh.
Is that the baseball story?
Who would want to fuck someone who does that?
It's a universal sign. No, but that's a known thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know. In the Bronx and Brooklyn, I think.
I had no idea.
It's gross. Yeah, I had no idea here. Nate, you ever do the little finger thing so you have sex?
So like, that even crosses my creepy line. Like, I've done creepy stuff before, but that's just creepy. Yeah.
I'm going to chase Scary's hand like that for the rest of my life now.
Yeah, if that middle finger starts rubbing the middle of this while in the middle of a handshake, that's like a secret code to like...
Not so secret.
Not that secret.
Not for everyone.
It's not really secret.
It's actually
kind of creepy and gross.
No, sorry, Scary.
What the fuck are you doing, you asshole? Yeah.
Don't say that kind of stuff to girls, fellas. That's what they don't like.
Don't shake their hands.
Yeah, also don't finger their palms. That's a little creepy.
Or anything else, please. Yeah. Keep your fingers to yourself, unless you're welcome.
All right, unless there's consent. That's a different story.
What I'm getting here, and every single day, I hear at least one example of someone saying something just so rude and stupid. It's like, and you always kind of silently ask yourself, didn't they think before they said that? I mean, don't people have a brain or any empathy to put yourself in someone else's position? And how would you feel if someone did that to you? Mm-hmm. I guess not.
No, I try. It doesn't mean I always succeed, but I really try to treat other people in a nice way, the way that they would want to be treated, and not say these crazy things to them.
Right.
Especially when it comes to marriage and kids. Like, leave people alone about that. Let them do what they want to do. That one's ridiculous.
Yeah.
People aren't mindful. They don't think. They just talk. Yeah. That's why
that's right, Scary.
And no, it's so true. Makes for great podcast fodder.
How are we doing on time? 2 minutes?
Dos minutos.
Hey, we just got a text message, and I wrote back what I think would be the correct answer. They wrote, how much do you weigh?
Why?
That's a good question you should never be asking.
Right.
I wrote back, there's 12 of us, and none of us will answer that question.
Right. I would.
Send them the combined weight.
Yeah.
Scotty, you would text them back and tell them how much you weigh?
Yeah, what do I care? I'm not embarrassed. I'm 200 pounds. Who cares?
Yeah, Scotty.
Okay, Danielle, same question.
No, I'm good, thanks.
It just seems like the question you just don't ask. It's just you don't ask people that.
No.
Right. Okay, I'm 206.
Especially a stranger is texting in.
206.
You've gained 6 pounds in 15 seconds.
Liar.
They are responding to the conversation we had 2 hours ago on the inappropriate questions you asked. So they're just getting to that part of the show right now.
Okay, I get that.
Probably in another part of the country.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know how that does that have to happen to you on Instagram? Like somebody will comment on something, and I'm like, I have no idea what they're talking about. Like I don't remember what. Excuse me, could you tell me again what this is about?
The problem is we talk about so many things. There's no way to keep up with.
By the way, have you ever seen my weight envelopes? Your assistant Andrew made these envelopes for me, and if I hit any one of these thresholds, I get whatever's inside the envelope, and I don't know what's in here.
Are they going up or down?
Both.
Oh, they're going up.
I got 190, I got 210, and 220. So
you're almost at 210. Let's see where you're about to win.
I really wanted to go to 190, but I may go to
210. No, Scotty, you got to get yourself up to 220 and then start working your way back down so you get all of the envelopes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, I know, really hope it's not a gift card that expired.
He's going to pass 210 on the way to 220, yeah. So he can... Why don't we just open that today? One? Hey, let's open that one now.
Open yeah, 10. Open it. Open it.
210.
Just eat a big meal and don't take a dump tomorrow morning. You can get there.
It's going to be like a gift card to his favorite restaurant.
Okay, what does it say?
It says, this note certifies that when Scotty B. officially hits 210, Andrew has to get him the following. One hot open-faced turkey sandwich with mashed potatoes, gravy, buttered corn, and one chocolate pudding with whipped cream and a cherry. Also, if you're opening this letter, congratulations, you're now even closer to being halfway to my 600-pound life. See you. Yes. See you at 250, you fat fuck. Great. That's wonderful.
Well, that turkey sandwich sounded good. Now, where is he going to get that from?
Oh, that's from my favorite Plainview Diner. He told the diner. Yeah, the Plainview
Diner.
Well,
how long have you been holding on to that envelope?
I've had them all for over a year, and I've never hit any threshold.
I think it's
threshold.
Been 2 years, Scotty.
2 years? It could be 2 years, yeah. So I've been like teetering right around 200, 202.
Fuck it, open the rest.
Well, after the sandwich, he'll be at 220.
Oh, you want to see 220?
No. Yeah, no. Wait, you're going to be there one day.
Yeah. On the back, it says, holy crap, dude, seriously? All
right. He's opening it.
All right. Andrew's going to be so upset that you open these envelopes.
Well, this one's in big letters. If Scotty B hits 220 pounds, weigh-in must happen during the morning show, blah, blah, blah. Andrew will give him a $100 gift card to Arby's or the fast food restaurant of his choosing, a hot open-faced turkey sandwich with all sides of his choosing, and lunch at Walker's. Andrew will also supply him with Weight Watchers or Nutrisystem for men for at least 3 months following this bold yet stupid decision.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
That's really nice.
I say you go for 220 so you get the free Nutrisystem.
I should. I get everything at 220.
If you hit 190, does he stop giving you food?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah, what happens if you go down to 190?
Yeah, what's 190?
He's going to open it. Yes.
Says yay on the back.
This is hilarious.
So wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. What weight were you when he issued these envelopes?
I was right around 200.
Okay, so 190 meant you were going down.
Going down, yes.
Which you still could.
If Scotty B hits 190 pounds, Andrew will get him a $100 Amex gift card plus breakfast of his choosing.
Okay. All right. So that's nice.
That's good.
Oh, wait, the company name on top says Fatty Fatty 2x4 Inc. And it's dated April 26, 2018, so it's been here for over 2 years.
Oh, my God, I love Andrew.
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
I got goals.
I guess we're done. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, man. That's delightful.
Love you, Andrew.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.